It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. My co-host Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up later, our guest says a debate over civil service exams in the state has unfairly maligned restaurant workers. First, new proposed legislation in the state could make Wisconsin's great outdoors a lot more affordable for a group of state residents. The bill would provide all fourth grade students and their families with free admission to Wisconsin state parks. The author of that bill, Melissa Sargent, joins us now. She's a Democratic state representative from Madison. Representative Sargent, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, why are you introducing this legislation?
Well, I know that when we bring our kids out into our natural areas, that we are planting the seeds that will carry on with them through their lifelines, the legacy of our public lands. And it's really something that runs deep in our heritage across Wisconsin. I know that I, as a mom of four, that our family is happiest and my children are happiest when we're outside. And that's a gift that, as a legislature, I would hope we would want to give to every child.
Big picture, what do you see as the value of our state parks here in Wisconsin?
I don't think you can put a dollar amount on it. They're invaluable. It is something that when people think of Wisconsin, our parks and open spaces is one of the first things that pops into people's minds.
You mentioned your family, your kids. Could you talk about some of your own experiences bringing your family to the state parks here in the state?
Well, definitely my two older boys are certified scuba divers, and they certainly enjoy going up to Devil's Lake and spending time underwater and observing the world from that angle. And my younger boys enjoy it when we go up there because they can play on the beaches and explore the rocks. And, you know, we are in a world where more and more children are spending time inside, and the statistics are startling. And we need to figure out how it is that we can instill a healthy ethic in our children as well as the importance of conservation.
I didn't know people scuba dived in Devil's Lake.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're talking to Melissa Sargent, Assembly Representative from Madison, about legislation that would provide free state park passes to fourth graders and their families. And Representative Sargent, why fourth graders in particular?
Well, there was a recent initiative introduced by the president that provided passes to fourth grade students to the national parks. So I thought, what a great idea. Seeing that Wisconsin is the first state to have state parks, why don't we do that here?
Do you see this as something that could expand to other ages as well?
You know, I am definitely would love to see every child spend time in our state parks and our county parks and our city parks and our national parks for that matter. But I do know that we have some economic limitations on what it is that we can provide. Knowing that, I was sensitive to the fiscal impacts and believe that this is something that we can do to plant that seed and support the economies around our parks. And probably next year, if this bill were to pass, families would buy their own passes because they would see the value of it.
Yeah, I want to stay with the financial side there. The state park system is in some ways in a tougher place than a year ago. Do you worry about maybe taking revenue away from those parks at a tough time?
Well, you know, I have reached out to the Fiscal Bureau and definitely been cognizant of that. We anticipate that if this bill was to pass, that probably about 10% of the families of fourth graders would actually take us up on it. It's about $230,000 a year to make this happen. I think the health benefits, the benefits to the small mom-and-pop shops around the state parks, and planting the seed of conservation in our students is well worth that investment.
Yeah, do you see this as a possible benefit for tourism within the state as people maybe check out state parks that they might not otherwise have done?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You'll get out of your normal path and go out and explore some of the wonders that aren't in where you normally stomp.
Now, despite the introduction of some higher camping fees, the parks are seeing a record number of campers this year. That could go up some unseasonably nice weather late in the year. So maybe these fees aren't a big hurdle for potential visitors and campers to those parks?
Well, what I'm hoping is that by introducing the State Parks Youth Pass, that we're bringing people to the parks that wouldn't have been there anyway. So absolutely there are people, and I am glad to see that more people are visiting our parks, more than 15 million visitors per year, and that they are an important part of our economy. But there are an awful lot of people that have never stepped foot And that's what I'm hoping to change the direction on.
Let's get into the technical side of the legislation. Now, you're a sponsor, a co-sponsor of this. Who else is on board so far?
Well, we have a bipartisan list of folks that have signed on to the bill, and I just started circulating it a day or so ago, and I look forward to the list growing.
Do you, bipartisan isn't a word we get to say a lot here in Wisconsin in the legislature sometimes. Do you see this as something that that people of both parties could get together and work on?
Well, so far, people of both parties are excited about it. I think, again, many of us that have been born and raised in Wisconsin, many of us that are raising our own children here, understand that this is our legacy. And it is something that brings us a lot of pride, and we want to give that experience to others. And regardless of who it is that you voted for president or governor, I think as a proud Wisconsinite, we need to get more people spending time in our parks. And that starts with passing the state parks youth bill.
Is this headed to a committee, or would this go to a committee, and which one?
So we just introduced it on the 3rd, so we don't have even the full list of sponsors yet. It is available for people to add their names to, and I would encourage your listeners to reach out to their elected officials and encourage them to sign on if this is something that they would like to see happen for the state. And once we have that that window closed, then it will be signed to committee. And I'm hopeful we could have a committee hearing and maybe move this forward yet this session.
And just getting back to that big picture, what do you see for the future of Wisconsin State Parks? What are your hopes?
Well, I certainly hope that my colleagues on both sides of the aisles realize how important it is that we protect and conserve our natural lands. It's definitely a gift that we can be giving to generations that have not yet been born. And it was a gift that, you know, many years ago, when the first state park was created in Wisconsin in 1878, it was a gift that is continuing to give now.
Representative Sargent, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Melissa Sargent, Democratic State Representative from Madison, talking about new legislation that she's co-sponsoring, offering free state park passes to fourth graders and their families.